from WNCW. Welcome into this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. We are spotlighting today the Alzheimer's Association Western North Carolina chapter, who's hosting the Henderson County Alzheimer's Community Forum next week on Wednesday, February the 26th. To talk about that and the association is our guest this morning, the program manager with the association, Denise Young. Denise, hello.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
Provide the details, if you will, of the location, the times, and more for this program that will be coming up in Hendersonville next Wednesday.
Yeah, so it is Wednesday, February 26th, and it's from 10 in the morning until 11:30. Check-in time is about 9:45. It's at the Hendersonville Public Library, and that's at 301 North Washington Street in downtown Hendersonville.
In the press release from your organization, I like the idea that you're telling those who plan to attend to bring a friend who's maybe been impacted in some way by Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we want anybody who has been affected by this disease, and nearly everyone that you talk to knows someone who's been touched by this disease, because this is really an opportunity for them to come and ask questions, learn about the resources that are available, and just share some of the experiences that they have had in being able to find the resources that they need. So it's a great opportunity for us to find out exactly what everyone's experience is and exactly how we can help.
You know, when you witness a parent or maybe even a spouse, whomever is close to you with symptoms of this disease, it's truly, I would think, a time in your life when your world is turned upside down, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And we, so many times we see folks that are going to their physician, they're getting a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia, and then not being connected with any of the resources that they need. And it's really difficult for families to know who to turn to. So we want to be that source of information to be able to help those families.
Denise, in your work and the association's work, where do figures and facts stand these days regarding Alzheimer's?
Currently, Alzheimer's disease is listed as the sixth leading cause of death. There's 5.8 million Americans that are impacted by this disease, and 170,000 of those are in North Carolina alone. Of those, there are 16 million unpaid caregivers and 473 million of those in North Carolina. They are providing unpaid care. And if we put a value on that care for those unpaid caregivers, it's valued at over $56 million a year that they're providing care and not getting any compensation for that. This disease is having a huge impact on not only everyone who lives in North Carolina, but on our economy as well.
The Alzheimer's Association Western North Carolina chapter hosting the Henderson County Alzheimer Community Forum next Wednesday, February the 26th. And we'll remind you again about the further details of the location and times and what to expect. Denise, as we go forward talking about this, tell us exactly what is planned for the forum that day as far as if there's any guest speakers and topics and so on.
It's really a listening session for us to be able to hear from the general public and anyone who's been touched by this disease so that we can learn what resources are currently available and what resources are needed so that we can walk away from this event with an action plan on how to be able to provide better resources for everyone living in Henderson County. We're not having guest speakers, but we are having some of our trained volunteers come in because we want not only to walk away with that action plan, but also to help people understand about the opportunities that they have to engage with the Alzheimer's Association and how they can really make a difference in their own community.
So by what Denise just explained, it's a very unique event where you get to stand and share and get some advice and feedback from the Alzheimer's Association at that event. This is the Friday feature of this particular week on WNCW. We're speaking with the program manager of the Alzheimer's Association, Denise Young. Denise, remind all of us of the many services being provided by your group on an ongoing weekly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. We are the Western Carolina chapter. We cover 49 counties. on the western side of the state. And we offer many patient and family services. We are a source of information and referral. We do lots of educational programs out in the community and online. We have a 24-hour helpline, which is probably the best tool that we have for people to call any time of day or night. It's always answered by a live person. They can ask questions about the disease. If they're up at 3 a.m. with a person that they're taking care of and can't get them to go back to bed, they can call that hotline. It'll be answered by a live person and tell them step by step exactly what to do to help in that situation. So it's a great tool for anyone wanting even information about how to keep their brain healthy as they age. We can answer questions about that. So that's a great tool that we have. We also offer many support groups throughout our region that people can come to share their stories, get information from other people that are going through exactly the same thing. So we have lots of information both in person and on our website that we're providing for families who are affected.
If you're someone who joined our conversation just a little late and didn't hear the beginning details, we're going to recap those for you, or I'm going to let Denise recap right now. Again, it's the upcoming Western North Carolina chapter of the Alzheimer's Association hosting in Henderson County an Alzheimer's Community Forum next week on Wednesday, the 26th. So provide more details again, Denise, of the location, times, and so on.
Yeah, so it's going to be next Wednesday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Check-in is going to start at 9:45. It's at the Henderson County Public Library at 301 North Washington Street in downtown Hendersonville. Always Best Care has stepped in and is providing coffee and donuts for everyone. So we'll have those available for you, and we hope that everyone will come. We would like for people to register for the event, and they can do that by calling 800-272-3900 and just let them know that you would like to attend and how many people are coming.
We wish you guys the very best with that program next week. I'm sure many members of the community will want to be there and be able to get that support and to be able to just speak and socialize with those going through the same things. Again, next week in Hendersonville, the forum on the 26th. Denise Young, Program Manager with the Association, certainly do thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it.
The Friday feature is also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Foster.